Next up on Visual Wow.
Everyone kind of just agreed that we needed to keep working. We're in good shape and we were prepared. You know, we're an organization that focuses on sort of an issue that ebbs and flows. We're smart. We're a small staff. We share an office. We keep our expenses down. We're in good shape and we're going to be okay.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to Visual Wow, the podcast for people passionate about live events. We're obsessed with creating and capturing those wow moments. This is the place the top pros come to share their secrets. Now, here's your host, Jack Hartzman.
Welcome back, Visual Wow community. It's really great to have you back on the show. My name is Jack Hartzman. I am your host, and today I am very happy to share the spotlight with Lindsay Gill from Luke's Wings, the first nonprofit charity that we have on the show. And Lindsay, welcome, and thank you so much for the time to being with us today.
Thank you. It'll be fun.
Listen, I know about Luke's Wings from a lot of different levels, and I think it's one of the most powerful charities that I know of. From the standpoint of how good and what good you do for people, tell us a little bit about the kind of foundation of what Luke's Wings is all about and how it came to pass.
Sure, that's really nice of you to say. Thank you. So Luke's Wings was founded in 2008. It was named after a service member named Luke Shirley. He was a double amputee. He lost an arm and a leg. And there are two founders, Fletcher Gill, who is my husband, and his friend, Sarah Wingfield. And Sarah was a Redskins cheerleader ambassador. And at that time, the cheerleaders were making what they're called morale visits at the hospital. So like going bedside to some of the combat injured service members and trying to cheer them up. And she was telling Fletcher about Luke Shirley, who had his mom there as his non-medical attendant. So not his doctor, not the nurse, but a non-medical attendant that was helping him with his, you know, rehab. And she couldn't afford to stay here in Bethesda and go back to her home. They didn't live nearby, like drivable. Mm-hmm. So she'd have to fly home. And so he was saying, this is going to be difficult for my mom, essentially. And so they decided to basically have a fundraiser to provide enough money to buy Luke's mom a flight. And from that stemmed a broader conversation of, well, what's going on here? How many flights are being provided? Are service members in a hospital alone? Are they recovering by themselves? And what they found out, and it's still true today, is that the government will, or the military will provide 3 flights for a service member to have their loved ones with them. And what any of us would probably do is use those first 3 flights in the first couple of days if your loved one's injured. But when you're recovering from these very serious injuries, traumatic brain injury, amputations, severe burns, you're at the hospital for, it could be years. And so travel was on the sort of burden of the service member and the family, the military family. And so Luke's Wings takes on that financial burden and provides free airfare. So that was kind of a long story, but...
Full disclosure, I have been doing photography for your charity, your organization for many, many years. And as we know each other personally and professionally, I work with a lot of charities, and God's honest truth, I watch what comes out of Luke's Wings and what you guys do and how hard you work and the families and the lives that you affect